Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning, London time, on Wednesday, the 20th of August. The UK July inflation data was published. We should be grateful for that fact, as the UK Office for National Statistics has become so concerned about various statistics quality that they've almost become addicted to suspending or delaying data publication. Retail sales being the latest victim in this process. The inflation numbers were a fraction higher than had been expected, but most items saw some kind of disinflation. Food prices were one area of increase, which may require economists to start looking at profit-led inflation models again. Airfares also pushed up prices a modest 30.2% month on month, but that is probably due to the timing of school holidays. A distortion that wasn't evident last July, which thus added to the year-on-year rate. There will be the opportunity for political posturing around the headlines, but the details are not necessarily that alarming. US Treasury Secretary Bessent is apparently getting very excited about the possibility that stablecoins will help to finance the unsustainable US fiscal deficit. If honestly run, stablecoins are supposed to be backed by proper assets, and Treasury bills may be one of those proper assets. However, Bessent's wild enthusiasm should be tempered by the fact that there's no such thing as a free lunch. Stablecoins could certainly shift money about, but they represent a reordering of the money supply, not a magic money tree. In other words, if individuals decide, for whatever reason, to purchase stablecoins, they must get the money from somewhere. Put at its most simplistic, if somebody sold T-bills to buy stablecoins, which then invested the proceeds back into T-bills, the process would be net neutral. Of course, that would not be a particularly sensible thing to do, necessarily. If someone took money out of a bank deposit to buy stablecoins, the question would be where the bank had previously invested the bank deposit, and that would reduce demand for one part of money supply, but increase demand for the T-bill component of money supply. Japan's July export values fell on weaker exports of autos in particular. This is because, almost uniquely amongst global companies, Japanese auto manufacturers have cut prices of exports to the United States, offering discounts to US importers who are facing a higher tax bill. This may be a temporary phenomenon as stocks of older auto models are run down, and it's certainly not being repeated elsewhere, but it does lower the value of Japanese exports to the United States in the near term. This, it should be noted, does not lessen Japanese real GDP, at least not directly. If the export slowdown is primarily about value, then the inflation rate, known as the GDP deflator, will be lower, but the real GDP need not fall. Indeed, on the basis of this data, exports would continue to add to real GDP as the volume of exports rose. We have the release of the latest US Federal Reserve meeting minutes today, which of course resulted in two Fed governors jumping up and down, waving at the White House and shouting, "Pick me, pick me." Or, alternatively, two Fed governors honestly dissenting on the outlook for the economy and advocating rate cuts. It depends on one's perspective. The political overtones perhaps lessen some of the value of the information contained in today's minutes. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.